there. A lot of mistakes were made, and Katrina was an unforgiving storm. You know, a lot of times you can slip up a little bit. This was a storm where there was no room for error, and there were plenty of errors at all levels of government.
And the report, I mean, I always say the report was one of the toughest reports that I've seen. And there were problems just all up and down the chain. People not knowing where to go, not knowing where to put food. Almost shockingly, how does this happen?
Well, nobody was in charge. I mean, the bottom line is you had no unity of command. So the mayor and the governor and the White House, they were communicating, but nobody was in charge. And there was politics involved with this, so that at the end of the day, nobody was accountable.
I mean, it seems like there were changes made both legislatively and also in terms of giving authority to FEMA to actually carry out, you know, to just start putting things in place. Some changes were made, even some acquisition rules, saying, okay, we don't need to pay so close to, we need to get stuff to people rather than following all the acquisition process. So it seems like at least some of those lessons were learned.
Well, we made some changes that will make it easier. But, you know, as I've always said, you know, having good people is always a substitute for having a good government. It's better than having just a good governmental structure. You can have a bad governmental structure, and good people are better than having bad people and a good structure. In this particular case, with no unity of command, you did not have the communications. You didn't have the coordination. You didn't have the kind of things that had worked so well just a year before in Florida when a massive Category 5 hurricane hit the coast there. But, of course, Florida, you had the governor was the president's brother. Florida was going to be key in an election. It had been a key in the 2000 election, and the administration was pouring everything they needed to, and his brother was governor, so you had the coordination. Louisiana, you did not have the same sense of urgency. It was a more unforgiving storm. You had this, when the levees broke, there was no communication, and it was a day before anybody really knew about it.
Yeah. It seems, I guess, a little bit shocking, even to those of us who follow this closely. Does politics matter that much? I mean, I understand the Louisiana, not exactly the bastion of good government, but, it seems a little shocking that those kinds of things make a difference.
Well, governments always make a difference in this kind. For one, it's just being able to bring the resources to bear in a timely manner.
Yeah.
It's having all of these people sitting up there, in the arena with no food, no water, no supervision. It almost resorted to the state of nature there. People were so desperate. And no one foresaw how bad this could get and was really in charge. The deployments were terrible. You had nursing homes where people drowned because they couldn't get them out, and the water was rising so quickly. But this was an unforgiving storm. Most storms aren't like this. You can make mistakes and do some guesswork in some storms, and you don't pay that kind of price. Here you did, and, under the scrutiny of our examination and report, you find really everybody was at fault.
And yet, there are situations, Hurricane Katrina, even the oil spill, situations where at some point the government can't fix every problem that's out there.
Oh, no. And in this case, the levees were going to break. That was a pre-existing condition. Once this storm hit, but you needed then to be able to get people out of there, get them to high ground, get them food, get them water. You had none of those contingencies in place.
As I was rereading the report, one of the things that kept recurring to me is we always talk about how important good government is. The Hurricane Katrina incident certainly showed it, because you didn't have federal, state, and local able to work together, just the entire thing breaks down.
Yeah, it broke down entirely. The right hand didn't know what the left hand was doing. We weren't sure who was bringing in the buses. You didn't have a communication between the three that was working, eyes and ears on the ground. As a result of that, it took about 3 days before they had a handle on how bad the situation was. In the meantime, you got people with nowhere to relieve themselves, nowhere to get water, nowhere to get food. You have people standing on rooftops.
And that real frustration, because this came not long after the tsunami, half a world away, and yet in our own country, we saw these horrible things happen that if it had happened, was happening with the tsunami, we were able to help those people, not able to help our own.
Well, Chris, I'll tell you a story. When I saw this occurring, I was over in Cairo. I was leading a congressional delegation on a trip to the Middle East. Interestingly enough, the president was in Texas. The vice president was fly fishing in Wyoming. His head of national security was over in the Middle East. Nobody was in Washington. You basically had a bunch of junior aides sitting there in Washington. President was in communication from Texas on vacation. They were concerned about rousing him and getting him too engaged, although he did some teleconferencing with the governors and said, and the head of the National Weather Service said, this is the big one to the governors. You need to be ready. But in point of fact, nobody was in charge. You didn't have coordination with the governor or anything. But I saw this, and as soon as I got back, I remember calling the White House saying, you've got to get the president down there, and hearing this big explanation, well, if he shows up, then they're not going to be doing what they need to be doing.
Right.
Sometimes the president shows up, all of a sudden everybody hups too. All of a sudden people get their act together really quick.
Show that they've done something.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And they never understood that. And I think the picture of the president looking out the window of his airplane as he comes from vacation to Washington, I think kind of said it all to the American public. Now, it's more complicated than that, but that a picture's worth a thousand words. I don't know who authorized that picture, but I think, here you have a detached president looking out an airplane at a huge flood instead of being on the ground there, and it was not helpful.
And then these repeated photos of people stuck in the port of New Orleans,
right,
in the Superdome, and all of it just kept saying, "Hold on, this isn't working."
I'll tell you what, it changed. When the Coast Guard, when the military got there, it changed because these are people that are mission oriented. Mm. Before that, everybody is just process-oriented. They're regulation-oriented. Nobody wants to step outside the bond. In our report, we wrote about one doctor who broke into Walgreens, and which was flooded, and took a lot of the drugs out for people who were diabetics and stuff, and didn't have their meds with them, that were sitting up there under the dome. And he was a hero. Now, ordinarily, he'd be a felon, but under these emergency conditions, this guy saw something that had to be done, and he did what he needed to do.
And
the government has to act in emergencies.
And there were remarkable stories. Back when I was at FCW, we had a full issue of for the Fed 100 of people who had done absolutely remarkable things. Coast Guard, the USDA, where they got where all the bill payments happen, they managed to move it outside of New Orleans because they understood that this is mission critical. It's got to work. And
right.
So people did, in some degrees, recognize there was amazing stuff that did go on. Unfortunately, it wasn't coordinated enough.
Well, the other thing is, if you look at New Orleans today, it's not where a country like us, it's not where you want to put it.
Mm.
200,000 homes destroyed and 5,000 have been built. It's not where it needs to be. And it's a great failing on our part that even now, when the emergency's gone under now two administrations, it's not gotten the attention it needs.
So as we look forward, as we look at the 9/11 report, your report on Katrina, we've even looked at the Undy bomber. The situations where government fails, people get very upset. Is that fair for them to be upset, or are these just problems that are above and beyond what government can really deal with?
Well, with Katrina, as I said, it was an unforgiving storm. Even if everything was running full boat on eight cylinders, there were going to be shortcomings.
Yeah.
It was that kind of a storm. One of the biggest problems is that the evacuation, although the governor and the mayor and everybody said, get out of here, people always play hurricane chicken, and there's always a group of people that don't want to leave because they had tried this a couple of years before. Everybody left one nursing home and moved all their people out at an expense of hundreds of thousands of dollars, and nothing happened.
Yeah.
So you're bound to take a chance that second time. So I'm saying, even when everything is working right, things are going to go wrong. People are going to get hurt. The flooding of the levees basically added a component to this that even if government had functioned perfectly, there were going to be problems. Having said that, a lot of other things went wrong that exaggerated the damage.
Can I ask you a totally unrelated question? There's been all this debate about public versus private pay. And I know when you were in Congress, you had a lot of constituents who were feds. How much of this discussion, A, is real, and B, is is having an impact on how people view government and feds, and tying back to, you know, they see situations like Katrina where they say things didn't happen right. How much of this plays a role in people's perceptions out there?
Well, plays a huge. I mean, this is a very visible action or non-action by government, and it colors their whole attitude. I felt that the beginning of President Bush's numbers really starting to fall were Katrina.
Yeah.
Because it was evidence that things just aren't working right. Now, that takes public opinion to a whole new dimension. People may disagree with you, but if they respect you, if they say they're competent, that's one thing. If they start feeling you're incompetent and incapable of doing the basics, your numbers fall apart. And that was the beginning of the end of the Republicans in Congress.
Those competent issues.